This is an extra track with excerpts of Seth's comments about the quote. Reno Center, March 13, 2022.
Let the man with his mind clothed in black and white die on the altar of wisdom and life. And then Baba said, the flame of jnana, which is wisdom, reduces to ashes the effects of all activities. I feel like these two are just, they're saying the same thing. And it's so, so, so important. Let the man with his mind clothed in black and white die on the altar of wisdom and light, and Baba said, the flame of jnana reduced to ash the effect of all activities, says the Gita. So when you die through the wisdom and light, Baba says, they do not affect man anymore, like a robe that has been reduced to ash. It can bind no more. And then another place Baba says that I really like. He says, God is the indweller, and so when he is sought in the outer world means the senses and the mind, he cannot be caught. Means when we're involved with our mind, we cannot know God. And that is the same as saying, bleach it away. Free yourself of color, bleach away its duality by staying in the colorless ground of I, self, that. The question I like to ask, and I hope everybody participate, what is to be free from desire that drags you down? How do you free yourself of desire?
Yeah, I also can't say I'm desireless, but for me, it's very based on certain practices, and they're really, I think, all contemplation helped me the most. So, like, am I this or this? Like, seeing those opposites helped, and then as we got farther, where did this desire come from? Follow it, find its root, and keep getting back to absolute nothingness, mm-hmm. And then finally, practices about. Who desires? What's Cavi? What is that? Where did that even come? What is that bundle of shenanigans? What is Cavi? And then seeing that dissolve into nothing. So it was contemplation was the most helpful thing.
It always is.
Actually, for me, contemplation in the way of saying, is that really important? For who? For what? Yeah, it does help.
Your contemplation doesn't take you to the roots. It just convinced you it wasn't important. That's not contemplation, that's a choice. That's being intelligent. But what he's saying is different. He is really going to the bottom of who is desiring. What is the thought of the desire? Just zooming in it instead of making a choice.
Thank you.
It's better to be intelligent than not to be, but it won't go far. For me, to be free from desire means to be free from the mind. You can't separate the identification with the mind and not having desire. I mean, like the fabric and the dress. They can't be separated. Be free from desire that drags you down really means inquire and release yourself of the chain or being a puppet. Have only yearning to come face to face with the truth. What is truth? What truth is he talking about? When the false is gone, you're face to face with truth. That's the only time we're face to face with truth. When at that moment we're not with the false. That's it. I think every sentence, if we look at it in a more panoramic way of looking rather than word by word, we can understand it better. And here the black and white said creation is not outside of you, rather created from this series of movement in the color of black and white. Well, it sounds good, but what does it mean? Do we believe it? Do we experience it? Creation is not outside of you, rather created from the series of movement in the color of black and white. That alone is very deep. If we contemplate on it. You know, when our mind is calm and the movement is not there, the creation does not exist. If we pay a little bit of attention, for a moment of release and a moment of just being, all the objects are gone because they are gone from our own mind. So is the creation outside or inside? Is it being perceived how? Every thought is painful. Even the most benign thoughts takes you away from your silence. That's the least And like some of you said, that most of us in this room came to this place out of pain and misery. We had had enough of being enslaved. Most people. Yeah, just like the play.
Actually, when you said benign, like the least harmful, like even the least harmful.
It's just that you're just watching a very innocent movie in your head. Yeah. Right? There's nothing wrong with following it, and then it turns that the last part of the movie becomes very, very violent.
Horror film. Dramatic.
Dramatic, and he said, wait a minute, I started it so soft. I was watching a good movie, and then it turned to a chaotic movie. And always in our imagination, daydreaming, there's always about me, about that entity. The entity talked to this one, and it just did really good. The entity did. Because the entity, that the person is not separated from the mind. So they sort of enjoy it.
So this line you just read, the second line actually
says, poor man whose name and form is mixed and created in this black and white. You just said it, like, as soon as this thought of me comes, or I, the name and form is mixed within the creation.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And then
yeah, the creation starts.
Yeah.